from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Stories, welcome to it. Good to be in your ear holes once again. Today's show was a bit of fun. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to be honest with our podcasters, Taddy.
Here we go.
Yesterday.
Oh, terrible.
You and I collectively deemed our show not good enough for a podcast.
No, we didn't have, it just didn't fire. It was the first day of school holidays. People's routines are different. It didn't click. The magic wasn't there.
We didn't feel good about it.
No. I said, my family, the group chat or whatever was going off, how's everybody's day? And I said, I did the worst show ever.
Yeah.
It was not great. It was all right.
Yeah. So.
Not good enough for a podcast, but we're glad to be back.
Yeah. I mean, today's is good enough for a podcast.
Yes.
So, you know, that's
more
a step
than
up.
Good. It's got to be one of the best. Well, it's show 149 for us.
Yeah.
Which is really exciting.
Yeah.
We're not doing anything special for tomorrow.
No.
We may even forget.
Yeah, I don't know about celebrating like milestone shows. You know,
we'll do 500.
Feels a bit like self. Yeah, maybe 500.
500.
Yeah, maybe 1,000.
Maybe, yeah.
But until then, it's hard because we're in a building with shows that have been on the air for 25 years, you know?
Yeah. So, 3.5 million.
Our 150 shows isn't quite a big deal.
Hey, coming up in the show, we do talk a heap about what hit you in the head. I think some of our best stories for a good couple of months came in through that one.
Yeah. So enjoy it. We'll play it for you now.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Right now, though, we want to talk about what hit your head. 545-11919. Banger of a song, by the way. After a woman has gone viral, this video's been uploaded and it's had like 8 million views in 24 hours, of a woman at Buckingham Palace posing for a picture with a little horsey. You know, they're like Kingsguard horses.
Yes.
And the horse headbutts her.
Oh.
And she falls to the ground flat on her face. I shouldn't laugh.
Oh, that would hurt.
She gets up and she looks okay, so I can laugh.
Horses' heads are massive.
Yeah, well, it's kind of, it doesn't look like it headbutts her too viciously. I think it just catches her off balance a little bit and she just face plants. The poor lady.
Love it. 545-11919. What hit you in the head? Our caller of the week is going to win a bottle of gin or vodka from our friends at Sunshine and Sons as well.
I had a netball ring hit me in the head once.
Really?
Yep.
You are just that tall.
I was shooting some hoops at a birthday party once when I was like 12.
Yes.
And I went to bend down to pick up the ball. Little did I know that the shot that I'd just thrown hit the ring, made it wobble, and come down right on top of my head.
No way.
Yeah. Pretty forceful shot, if you ask me.
She doesn't know her own strength.
I know.
Too much gym. Too much gym training.
Well, I mean, I was quite a large 12-year-old, so it's probably where I got my power from.
I've seen the pictures. Sunny Coast, what hit you in the head? We'd love to hear your story this afternoon.
Yeah. If it was an extra points, if it was an animal. I want to hear some headbutt stories from animals.
Love it.
Well.
Okay, let's go to Michael from Burnside. What hit you in the head, mate?
Mate, a couple of years back, I was fishing with the brother-in-law, and we were fishing off a jetty, and we didn't have a whole lot of room, and he's in front of me, and I sort of bent down behind him to rebait them. And next minute, I feel his ball sitting about off the back of my head.
You feel his what bounce off the back of your head?
The ball sinker he had on, he went did a big cast and he smashed his sinker straight off the back of my head.
We didn't hear sinker the first time around, Michael. We just heard balls. Is it that kind of fishing trip, tough. Michael? It wasn't that kind of fishing trip.
Hey, we're all friends.
Absolutely. Let boys be boys. Michael, did the sinker have a hook attached to it?
It certainly did, and how it missed me, I've got no idea.
Oh, my goodness. Fishing stories like that. As soon as you started that story, every part of my body just tensed up.
I was thinking,
I can still feel it on the back of my head, I'll tell you.
The sinker?
Still talking about the sinker?
The sinker?
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, the ball.
Okay. All
right. It's bringing me back to a story that my mum does not want me to share on the air. Luckily, she's working hard, and hopefully she's not listening.
Mm-hmm.
I was two.
Mm-hmm.
And I was walking in the kitchen. She was cooking.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I've startled her. She's turned around and dropped a can of baked beans. And I've still got the scar just in my hairline. If you get like a few hairs to the side, you can see the cut that she caused on her 2-year-old son. Mum, if you're listening, Yeah, baked beans. There love you them. Go. I still love them though, so it's all
right. Do you?
Yeah.
Even though they make you toot.
Do they? Maybe they don't anymore. I'm immune to it because I was hitting the head and giving baked bean powers.
Let's go to the phones. Troy is in Yoorumba. Troy, what was it that hit you in the head, bud?
Well, it was my own stupid fault. I was at the gym and, you know, the slam balls that you throw down, they're like a dead weight.
Oh, yeah.
The usual one I use wasn't there that day, so I just grabbed the medicine ball and slammed it down. It came back and smashed me in the face. gave me two black eyes.
Two black eyes.
Wow.
So you thought it was the, like, heavy-weighted ones and instead it was one of the bouncy heavy ones.
Yeah, that's exactly right, yeah. Would have been pretty funny for those standing around.
Yes. Have you attempted a dead ball slam since?
Yeah, I'll make sure I've got the right ball now.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough.
Taste of his own medicine ball, I think. Love
good
it, Troy.
On, Troy. Yeah. Thanks for your call. We'll go now to Odin. Tell us, what hit you in the head?
So, I was being silly and the snake enclosure door cracked and split my head open with a slice of glass.
Oh, my gosh. Hang on. So, did the door break because it hit your head or did it break first?
It broke first.
It broke first and then it hit you.
Mm-hmm. How old were you? You were about 2 years old, standing under the snake enclosure door, and it hyperflexed as he opened it, and it exploded, and it snapped your head open, hey?
Yep.
The snake enclosure door, did you say?
Yep, the glass snake enclosure door hyperflexed, and it exploded, and it came down on top of his head and sliced him down to the skull, and we had to get in an ambulance up to the Sunshine Coast Hospital and get you stitches.
Oh, my. Did the snakes come out?
Kind of.
But you weren't really caring about the snakes at that point in time. Your son's got a bleeding head. That's
really.
Fair.
We're worried about all the blood all over the floor.
Love it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
That's like something out of Harry Potter. That's crazy. Thanks,
so,
guys.
Yeah. So, not double points for it being an animal, but it was an animal.
Hey, it's close enough.
It was close.
Amazing.
Point and a half. Totally.
Thanks, Sinead.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, guys.
And finally, Amy and Markula, tell us, has something hit you in the head?
Yeah, I got hit in the head by a shopping basket.
Thanks for your call, Amy. Got no further questions.
I have so many questions.
I was at work and I was bent down filling a shop and this guy just turned around and pumped his basket on my head and then he turned to me and I said, oh, ow, and he goes, oh, sorry, I thought you were a shelf. And I said, no, I'm not a shelf. And then he goes, yeah, a shelf would have been useful. I know, customer service these days.
Oh, my goodness.
Where were you, Amy? What shop is this?
I work at Silly Solly's at the plaza, nothing over $5.
Little plug in there as well.
Do you sell shelves by any chance? Or?
Well, not useful ones, clearly.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
If you are the lucky winner of our Bali boarding pass, you could try this new trend that flight passengers are doing. Mm-hmm. They're calling it raw dogging. Right.
Okay.
Which, yes, has
is that a Mile High Club thing?
No, nothing naughty, nothing naughty. Instead, it's a new trend where people go on a plane and sit there and don't do anything for the entirety of their flight.
They don't do anything.
No, so no
they
headphones,
just sit there.
No technology. You're allowed the flight map and that's it. One
you
guy even said no water.
What? Okay, hang on a second.
He spent a 7-hour flight with no headphones, water or movie, and this he said, the power of my mind knows no bounds.
I'll tell you what my flight routine is, and you can tell me what I'd be allowed and not allowed if I was raw dogging the flight. I hate saying that.
It's okay. It's raw dogging.
That's right. So I am making sure I bring my AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed those.
No, not on a raw
dog. Because I will have music playing.
No.
And especially if I'm doing an overnight flight, I'll get rain sounds in my ears. Because the plane's so loud, I find it really hard to like try and zone
yeah,
out
it's
of the plane.
White noisy. I don't
no,
mind
I don't
it.
Like it. I don't like it. There's too much going on. People are chatting. And, I don't
got
like
someone
it.
Saying chicken or beef.
And so I have my hood on. Can I take a hoodie?
Phone. Well, I don't think you're supposed to sleep when you're raw dogging.
Oh my gosh.
So if you're
okay.
The point of it
no
is...
No eating, is, drinking or sleeping. You just have to sit there.
Nah, you have to do... Nah, yeah, exactly. It's like a test of mental strength. So the point of it is to have no external stimuli and just sit with your thoughts.
I thought this show was a test of mental strength. I thought listening to 3 hours of this.
Doing this show is a test of my mental strength. I'll tell you that much. So you wouldn't do it.
Hang on. So the air hostess comes around. She goes, hello, would you like any eat or drink? I just stand there.
No, you're allowed to say, no, thank you. That's all right. I'll allow it. You don't have to be a D-bag about it, you know.
I am really using that flight map. If that's all I'm allowed to do, I'm going to be delving hard into that.
Well, there you go.
What's its benefits?
So it's to do with a dopamine detox, which is actually something I've been researching a bit lately. I'm going to bring it to the show later in the week once I got my head around it more.
Okay.
But it's about...
Sounds boring as hell.
Taking away external stimuli. Because when we're surrounded by technology and swiping and, you know, gambling and doing all this stuff, we're not giving our brains a chance for continuous thought or staying quiet long enough to have spontaneous thoughts.
Imagine a 16-hour flight and you just have one continuous thought.
I know, not in my brain.
No, I'm never roll dogging it again.
Yeah.
Like, Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Kids and teens of Australia are going mental at the moment because Mr. Beast is here.
Mr. Beast, the YouTube phenomenon.
Yeah, he's got 290 million followers on YouTube, 60 million followers on Instagram. He is a big deal. And I didn't realise he was only 26, which makes me feel super old.
But
he is. And depressed. Mm. Yeah.
He'd be so rich. With that many followers, so rich.
Yeah. He does some amazing videos. And your kids will have probably forced you to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how...
He forced you to buy Dee's Nuts, his chocolate brand.
Keep going. What is it?
He's got a
It's my
a
story,
brand.
But you've decided to come in with Dee's Nuts. So, come on.
He's got a brand of chocolate
right.
called Dee's Nuts.
Does he?
Yes.
It's not what I've got written down in front of me. I don't know where you're going.
Doesn't he? Does he not have Dee's Nuts?
So, yes, he's launching a new chocolate bar range, one of them has nuts in it.
And it's called Dee's Nuts. Oh, thank God. I was like, if I made that up, then where did I get it from?
I think I know where you got it from. But he's been running a competition the last couple of days. He's giving away 10 cars in front of the Sydney Opera House tomorrow. He's been in the country only about a day and a half. You've only got a couple more hours to enter his competition, get the chocolate bars, buy them, register. And you could be winning tomorrow one of the brand new cars. There's Lamborghinis, there's Mustangs, there's Teslas. It's awesome.
So you've actually got to buy Dee's Nuts.
Yep. To win Dee's cars.
That is not a sentence I thought I'd say.
Welcome to 2024, everybody. Okay, it's a crazy time. Hey, up next, 5 o'clock national news, and then your chance at $1,000 cash.
Dee's Nuts.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Time for our favourite game, Bandle.
It's a website. It's an app. You can play along before you hear it on this radio show, but don't, because Ellie and I like to play along with you, Sunny Coast. It is called Bandle. It's a song separated into its instruments. We have to see who guesses it first. And today, actually all this week, whenever we play Bandle, there is a $100 voucher to the legends at Mooloolaba Music up for grabs, your local music superstore.
How good. All right, if you know your music, then let's listen to today's song. We'll preface it by saying it's a 1994 song.
Yeah, and they say that it's going to be very hard. But okay. 90s fans, as soon as you think you know what it is, 545-11919, $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music could be yours. Never get anything out of the drum layer. Add something. Let's add something.
I reckon. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still deep in thought. The bass layer. I know it. I just don't know whether it was that year.
Write it down. So Sunny Coast, first one to get this. We'll be scoring $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music. Let's go to the phones. We have got someone already calling through, pretty confident.
Very quick on the...
Let's go to Mountain Creek. Is it Rhiann?
It is.
Rhiann, how do you think you know what it is so early on?
I think I got it from the first one, from the drums, but I could be wrong.
Okay, all right.
What do you think it is?
Soundgarden, Black Hole Sun.
black hole sun.
Let's have a look. Won't you
come? Rhianne, that's what I wrote down on my page. Tazzy is...
$100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music is a pretty good prize. She's gone and done it.
Hey! Black hole
sun. Wow.
Rhianne, well done.
Yes. Thank you.
Wicked.
The first ones have gone right so early.
Is it? Well, it's one of those things.
You never get them this early.
Yeah, you either know it or you don't a lot of the time. You know, you know it from the get-go.
Yeah.
As soon as I heard the drums, I was like, it's got to be that.
Yeah.
Well done, Rhianne. $100 to spend at Mooloolaba Music is all yours. Did you get it as well, Ellie? You're holding it up. You've written Black Hole Sun. Well done. Well done. Bandle is back tomorrow here at sea.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, Tazzy. This week, you may not know this, but you and I are celebrating our 150th show together.
Oh, lovely. Oh, I didn't know that. Congrats. So what show are we at the moment?
149, I believe. So tomorrow's the one, the big one, Fitty.
Origin. This is all good. The stars are aligning for a Maroons win. That's good.
I mean, I go for the Blues, so it could go either way.
Maroons win. Stars aligning.
But I thought
clean
to celebrate
sweep.
This momentous occasion, because we've done 150 shows, we've also done 150 podcasts, right? You can get full show Ellie and Taz podcasts in whatever podcast app you use, right?
Yeah. You're 150 shows behind. Firstly, if you're tuning in right now, yeah, you've missed out on 150 of these.
But I was going through the other day the titles, because we just title each podcast episode with a random phrase from a show.
Yeah. Some of our favourite weird stuff that maybe you'll never say again.
Yep.
We think that's the name of the show. Put
and
that as the podcast title.
Out of context a lot of the time. It makes no sense,
yep.
But it's a bit of fun. So I thought I would pick out some random episodes and see if you can remember what we were talking about.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Yeah, love it. Love
it. All right, here we go. I'll start with, you know, a relatively recent one. Mum's bunny above her bum.
We had a listener call through. We were talking about tattoos, I think. What have you got as a tattoo? Anyway, she said that she had a Playboy bunny tattoo as a tramp stamp.
Oh, good one. All right, well done. Good start.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Gee.
Can we get away from your butt crack?
You can if you'd like. Are you desperate?
What was that in reference to?
How long ago was that? Can we get away from your butt crack?
Episode
you!
The 29th.
It's your butt crack, isn't it?
It is my butt crack.
We were talking about something. Pimples?
Close. A lump of some description was near my butt crack. Okay, I'm going to finish that sentence.
Please.
I got bitten by something near
That's
my butt
right.
crack. And that's what we were talking about on the 29th of May.
I'll take a half point for that one.
In keeping with the same thing. Oh, no, actually, it's probably a bit too early for me to talk about
what?
Butt plugs.
Okay.
They call me Chickpea Cheney.
Oh, because you love cooking a whole heap of dal.
Surprisingly enough, that was from the episode An Ungodly Amount of Dal when I cooked.
You cooked about 3 kgs worth of dal in one go.
Correct.
And then your boyfriend went, I'm not having any of that. So you ended up eating the entire thing across months.
Yep. No, Chickpea Cheney was when I cooked chickpeas for my housemates but didn't soak them properly and potentially poisoned them.
That's right. Chickpea Cheney.
Mm-hmm. Bonjour goat.
There is an Italian island that has goats. So many goats that you can literally just rock up to this island, catch a goat, and it's yours.
Yes. Correct, Tazzy. You're doing well.
Sure, goat.
All right, there are so many. No cream buns when the zombies come is one. Did you want a rabbit with your Guzman is another. Hot tea, hot tea, hot tea. Like, have a shower, you dirty bird.
What we've learned, Sunny Coast, is even if you don't listen to the podcasts, just go there and have a look at the titles.
Oh, it's good
Have you
fun.
Got a favourite that you've seen?
Oh, man. I mean, cut to the chase, not the cheese, is not bad.
That's a good one.
Here we go. Here's my favourite. You ready? Closed due to unforeseen circumcisions.
Great.
Live across the Sunny Coast, Ellie, N, Taz. 91.9 CFM.
Traveling overseas, I haven't done a huge amount of it, but getting stuck at airports and stuff does scare me a little bit.
You're in
a foreign country, you know, you've got a lot of forms to fill out and things to look after, and if you lose your passport, you know, problems can arise, right? Mm-hmm. Well, there was a lady wanting to travel from Doha back to the United States, and she had a standby ticket. So if there were any seats on the plane, she was able to just step on at the
end. Have been like family of an airline member or something. That's generally how you get those.
Is it?
Yeah, if you've got a hookup in the biz.
I'd never heard of it before, but apparently she wanted to hop on her flight, however, and there were some seats available, but they weren't letting her on due to a weight management issue.
Ooh. As in her weight?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm guessing weight management issues. Even though seats were available, they weren't letting her on. So whether they obviously had too much weight on the plane already.
Yeah, too much baggage or something.
So, yeah, maybe
that's
she's
bizarre.
Doesn't say how much baggage she had, emotional or physical, but that's all right. But yeah, she couldn't get on the flight. And she was really upset. She tried a couple of different flights. This kept happening. This happened 3 times.
Mm.
She's really upset. She can't get home. It's late.
Mm-hmm.
She's tired. All of a sudden, she meets the CEO of Qatar Airways. How good is this?
How does she meet him?
So a man has come over to her inquiring why she's so upset. So she's obviously visibly upset at the gate. She's explained her predicament and the man advised her to wait in the business class lounge. He got her into the business class lounge and said, I'll resolve the issue.
Oh, big dog swooping on in. Angel in distress. I'll fix this for you, sweetie.
So the helpful stranger turned out to be the CEO of Qatar Airways. True to his word, he arranged a business class ticket. So she got a free upgrade. So she was just going to take any seat. She ended up flying business back home because she just bumped into the CEO, which leads me to ask the question, Sunny Coast, 545-11919. When did you get an upgrade?
It's my dream in life to get a flight upgrade.
I have.
Oh, what? Uh-huh. When did you get one?
Such a good story too. Okay. It's a good story. 545-11919, Sunny Coast. When did you get the upgrade? A caller of the week prize is great as well from Sunshine and Sun's bottle of vodka or gin. Could be coming your way on Friday if we love your story.
Yeah, it doesn't even have to just be a flight. It could be a hotel room. Could be, you know, you got an upgrade from a small cheeseburger meal to a large. We don't care.
Better car rental or something like that. What was your upgrade? How did you get it? Give us a call. I was just tall and got an upgrade one day. The air hostesses came over to me. I was sitting in a regular seat and they went, hey, we've got an exit row seat available and you're tall. Do you want one? I went, yes, please. Thank you. And they went, it comes with this and this and this. I was like, yep, thank you very much.
Tall person privilege.
Woo!
It's a thing.
Yeah, air is thin up here. But the air upgrades are sweet.
Let's go to Naomi in Caloundra. Naomi, have you had an upgrade?
I have. So it's not as good as an aeroplane seat, to be fair. But a few years ago, I was on the hunt for a new fridge. And in Harvey Norman, they had some pretty good sales going. Anyway, the fridge that I was looking at, brand new, was like 3,000 something, whatever. Yeah. But the display fridge had a couple of dints on there. Now, it was advertised at $1,900. And we managed to get it down to about $1,600. No dramas. Sold it, went out the back to pick it up, got the fridge, get home, realised that the guys out the back of Harvey Norman had given us a brand spanking new fridge. It wasn't even the display fridge.
Yes, so you got a $3,000 fridge for half the price.
Yeah, literally, we were pretty happy with that, to
That's
be fair.
The best. That is the best.
Did you say, this isn't what I wanted, and start hitting the side of it and causing some dents on it? And you went, no, this isn't the one that I wanted.
No, definitely not. We were already home. We were already set it up. And I was like, oh, we can't ring them and tell them the bad news.
No, absolutely.
It
would be embarrassing for them. Exactly.
That's exactly like when Ellie tries to steal some of my shapes and she grabs a huge handful and she goes, oh, it's all the shapes like connected together. It's not me.
It was my big old hands. Naomi, thank you for your call.
Your big old hands.
Sarah's in Mountain Creek. Sarah, when did you get upgraded, my friend?
Well, it's not me, but my auntie. She was on a flight from Melbourne to Brisbane and she met the president of one of the big football stadiums and she happened to get herself and our whole family into the members stand for one of the AFL games. And then every year for the next 3 years, we went in the members' stand to the football.
How pretty is your auntie, yeah. Sarah? She must be beautiful.
She is, but she's also very good chat. She makes very good friends all the places she goes.
Oh, my gosh. I want the gift of the gab like her.
I know. Yeah. So there would have been 8 of us, I think, each year that she just met him. And that night he was like, just come pick up some tickets. We thought we had just normal seats. And no, we were...
In the MCC.
Free alcohol, free food all night long.
Oh, my goodness.
And year after year is almost like an insult at that point. Like, that's crazy.
Yep. Every year she'd ring him up and say, oh, we're here again. Got any tickets? And he'd sort it out for us. It was amazing.
Oh, my. Your auntie should run, like, workshops in how to schmooze people, because I would take that.
I really did try and be like her.
Yeah. Well, you schmoozed us, Sarah. Thanks for your call, Lisavo.
Thank you.
And finally, Joanne from Caboolture. Finish us off. How'd you get upgraded?
About a couple of years ago, my partner's 50th, we were flying down to Adelaide, and we got to Adelaide to get pick up our hire car, and they'd already leased it out for us, so they upgraded to a sports model car, but the only problem is we had to try and fit all our luggage into this little sports car with a boot, but we managed because we had this upgraded, this awesome sports car to drive around for a week.
So the upgrade backfired.
I kind of did, but we managed to fit our luggage in. No worries, because we were happy with the upgrade of the sports car.
You just had your suitcases poking out the sunroof, but that's okay.
That reminded me of a car upgrade that I had. My car wasn't... They were taking a while to fix it, so they gave me a courtesy car to fix it. Mm-hmm. And they said, oh, normally, like, it's a little Fiesta or whatever it is. It's a small little car. Mm-hmm. They went, oh, we don't have any of those available, so take a Mustang.
Ooh.
So I got a Mustang courtesy car for a couple of weeks. That was a very nice upgrade.
Did you have a suitcase coming out the sunroof on yours?
No, I didn't,
no. Oh, well, Joanne, you win. Yeah. You win. This is CFM.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. Back to me. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.